Welcome to Fatherhood for the Rest of Us with Brandon Handley. Because you're already great at everything else, why not fatherhood too?
What is up, Fatherhood for the Rest of Us? Brandon Handley here. Voice of a generation. Voice of a generation of fathers that give a damn. I am in Charlotte, North Carolina for the very, very first time. And the drive out was awesome. The countryside is beautiful out here in North Carolina. It's the height of the summer. And as I was driving out, I saw all kinds of just awesome old things. Things that have been kind of neglected and are no longer maintained. I saw lots of car lots with old cars just sitting in them, and I have there's a thing in my heart for these old things, these old cars, and there were a lot of like old houses that had weeds growing over them that I just love to see that kind of thing as I'm driving along. And as I was driving along for 3 hours, I think I was on the phone the whole time, and I wasn't really expecting that. And a couple of the calls that I had, though, people were either checking on me or I was checking up on them. And it's great to have that kind of network where you just get calls. I like random phone calls. You see people all the time that are like, I hate talking on the phone. I love random phone calls. I like talking on the phone. So I talked on the phone for about, as a podcaster, somebody who does all these Facebook Lives, you should find that as a surprise, right? I like talking on the phone. But during these conversations, what came up a number of times was, what's going on in your life? And I know that I talk often about like stopping to celebrate, and I celebrate often, but sometimes not everybody wants to celebrate with you if you're celebrating all the time. And that's one of the reasons I created Fatherhood for the Rest of Us. And one of the things that I said in Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, it's like, where's a place you can go and celebrate and have other people celebrate with you? I don't know of any place like that. And it's not bragging when you're just kind of excited. You're excited to be living life, and you're working hard to create a life that you desire. And you're working towards your dreams, and you want to surround yourself with people that are doing the same movements and actions. Like, that's what Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, these dads that are in here, in Fatherhood for the Rest of Us, all you guys that are in here, that's, I get so much from you watching. I'm inspired by you taking the action and doing the thing, being an entrepreneur, working towards a better life for you and your family, and working towards improving yourself. And so it's just fun for me to see that, and I get excited when you celebrate that, or you're like, you share pictures of your weekend, and you show it, and it's not being done because you're trying to say that you've got a better life than anybody else. You're like, I just want to celebrate. I don't want people to think I'm bragging. I just want people to know I'm celebrating. I have a good life, and I enjoy life. Is that so wrong to share with people? Because I see that gets a lot of flack on Facebook. I see that a lot of people, like, oh, well, you hear everybody. So I don't see it so often, and that's what boggles my mind. That's not how I see it. Somebody says, hey, man, I had this life. This good thing happened. That good thing happened. Here's the life I'm living. Congratulations. That's awesome. I want you to have that great life. I want you to be doing those great things. Because if I can't want that awesome thing for you, then why would you want it for me? Why would you want that for me? And if we all want each other to succeed, then we're in a pretty good place, right? If I see that you're having success in an area, and I start to rip you down because I don't approve of the methodology that you use to get there, the hard work or whatever you use to get there. I don't, honestly, care as long as nobody got physically injured or, you know, mentally abused by you. You know, chances are you put a lot of effort into it. Chances are you worked your ass off for it. Chances are you kind of have a right to celebrate a little bit. That's my opinion on that. So, you know, what occurred, though, is having these conversations is that, you know, in a year and a half's time, Dave Gieselman and I talked about this yesterday on Beyond the Storm. If you just start, it doesn't matter if you know what you're doing. If you just start, decide on who you want to become. Decide on who it is that you need to be and become that person. Become that person. And once you establish that that's the person that you are, nobody else has to care. Nobody else has to buy into it. Nobody else has to buy into who you say you are. You just have to keep telling people that that's who you are. Who are you? Who are you? You know? Who are you today? You can say millionaire if you want. Okay. You can say billionaire, whatever. It doesn't matter. Dave has a funny one. It's funny because, you know, I believe in him when he says it, and he believes in himself. You know, he's going to be bigger than Oprah, bigger than Tony Robbins if they could only think outside of the box, right? It's exciting. It's exciting to be that guy. For him. And why not? Why not? What makes Tony Robbins any different than Dave Gieselman? What, you know, they are different people, but what makes their ability to achieve the same results any different? It's a matter of setting yourself up to go do it. It's a matter of empowering yourself to go do it. You don't need to look for anybody's permission to decide on who it is you're going to be. Is it going to take longer to get somewhere sometimes? Sure. But today, you can start being that person. What is it going to take for you to step into whoever it says that you are? Who do you want to be? What would you like to be doing? What experiences would you like to be having? Where are you today? Right? These are all valid. You're all valid points. Where you are today is the pinpoint on the map where you're going to start. You don't have to start from the same place as this other person to get to this area, to this space. You just have to make a decision to start getting to that space. And I just bring this up because it's true. I bring it up because it takes some time to envelop that. It takes some time to truly create that life for yourself and believe that you're actually doing it. It's really like when you first take your hand, look, Ma, no hands, or look, Ma, I'm doing it. When you first start riding a bike. And recently I've heard a lot of people arguing for their limitations, a whole lot of reasons why they can't do something, or maybe some fears as to why they shouldn't be doing something. And if you find yourself in this boat, if you find yourself in that boat, if you find yourself in the boat of I can't because, or if you find yourself wanting but not taking action, let's have that conversation. Let's have that conversation. Let's get you to where you want to get to. I'm happy to, you know, share tools, resources. Just have the conversation. Just one conversation that could potentially, you know, change your life towards the difference that you want. I hesitate always to say better. I hesitate always to say greater. I hesitate always to say like the best version of yourself. I don't, you know, whatever the change is that you look for or want in your life, throw a label on that that works for you to work towards that and make that change intentional before it happens to you. Create the change that you want to see. Oh no, there he is, Dave Gieselman. Create the change that you want to see in your life. Don't wait. Don't wait. Start now. Right, Dave, man, I picked up from yesterday. Dave Gieselman joined here for a minute. I'm about to pop off, but the whole point is, guys, if you're waiting to create the life that you want, somebody else is going to create your life for you. Somebody else is going to assign the life that they think that you should have. Whose life are you leading? Are you leading the one that you choose to lead by conscious choice? Or are you letting somebody else make your choices for you? You're letting somebody else choose the type of life that you should be having. And when you realize that those are some of the choices that are the options, that those are the optional choices, that you can distinctly change your life by choosing to change your life, it's huge, man. It's huge. I don't know how to tell you to start other than just tell you to start. And I am here for the conversation, as always, for the fatherhood mindset from the platform of fatherhood, not to make $1 million, which, you know, eventually, that's always, sure, that's everybody's fucking goal, but to have the experiences that $1 million get me, but to get you to where you want to get to. I honestly, genuinely want for you as much, if not more, than I want for myself. Because you will be the inspiration for me to just keep on moving. Just like Dave Gieselman is the inspiration for me to keep on moving. Just like anybody I see taking their life into their hands and taking action on their lives is an inspiration. Had a powerful conversation today where we were able to end it on the gentleman realizing that he was an inspiration to his family. And just small pieces of recognition of who it is that you actually are. If you realize that you're an inspiration inside your household, it's only a small pocket of people. A small pocket of people. Imagine if you take it out into the world and do something that somebody else is, do something that you weren't willing to do yesterday. Somebody's gonna notice that. They're like, man, I've never seen you do that before. Like, yeah, I'm just doing this new thing where I step into my greatness, where I just step into my fears, and when I step into my fears, I realize how much they've been holding me back. If this one fear was holding me back, if this other fear that's out there that's been holding me back for so long can be eradicated just as easily as this one that I just got over today, what's that mean? What's that going to mean to me? I just challenge you guys to get, you know, kick one fucking fear to the curb. One. Tomorrow. Today. Pick a day. You know, do it within the next 48 hours. Kick one fear. A small one. Whatever. And do it in front of somebody else that you may have shown that fear to before. And you're going to be an inspiration. You are now an inspiration. As if you weren't already inspired.